And that's some of the soundtrack for The Social Network, which is up for 8 Oscars this Sunday, including Best Score for this eerie, often unsettling accompaniment to the story of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. It's by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails and Atticus Ross. This song, the gentle hum of anxiety, and providing the hum, the swarmatron. That's a synthesizer that plays a chord of 8 notes arranged around a single note, which it expands like a bungee cord. Trent Reznor calls it beehive-ish. The New Yorker says it's dissonance stretching like taffy. The swarmatron is the invention of 2 musicians, a pair of cousins once removed, sort of a mini swarmatron, and Leon and Brian Dewan join us from the Argo Network Studios in New York. Leon, welcome.
Thank you.
Brian, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Let's get started with you telling us how it started, because we understand that your dad was a tinkerer, and he was the one who started all of this.
Well, yes, my dad was an inventor, and I grew up as an inventor's apprentice, and I grew up designing high-voltage vacuum tube circuits for him. These days, I design low-voltage solid-state circuits, and I don't risk death every day.
But when it comes to the swarmatron, that particular instrument, Brian, why?
Well, it began with a lot of back and forth conversations we were having about music and sound and synthesis, and we were just talking about certain kinds of character of sound, and particularly about choral effects. And when you hear at least 2 notes that are slightly out of tune with each other, many accordions have what's called a musette tuning, or pipe organs have a stop called a celeste stop, which accomplish this and gives you this kind of orchestral sound of these nearby but beating, slightly out of tune notes, which sounds like a choir or an orchestra. And we were talking about, you know, having 8 notes that are tuned to very close to a single note, and it makes a kind of complicated buzzing sound. The more we talked about it, the more we started to kind of fall into doing this. And Leon made 8 oscillators and made a prototype, and then we just got going on it.
Well, yeah, once we started, we couldn't stop.
First of all, how do you play it? How do you make the sound? Describe it to us.
It's an instrument that has a bunch of knobs on it to alter and shape the sound, but really at the heart of it are 2 ribbons. One ribbon, you move your finger along the ribbon, and that'll determine what note you're playing. And you have another ribbon below it that you can use to spread those notes out, so they can either all be a single note, or they can be a very close cluster of notes, or a whole large chordal mass of notes.
Can we hear some?
Sure. Here's all 8 oscillators playing the same note. I'm going to slowly start spreading them out. I'm going to start moving the center of that around. Spread them out a little more. Bring them all back together.
Wow. No wonder Trent Reznor describes it as a beehive. It also sounds like a throat singers of tuva there.
Yes. I'm doing a scoring accompaniment to what you're saying right now.
Is this sort of like, you know, on a computer or on an iPad, with your fingers, you're spreading something out or bringing it back together?
Well, it's a classic time-honored intuitive sort of interface.
Yeah, this one is made out of strips of vinyl.
Right.
Yeah. This reminds me of a lot of the manipulation of sound that we're hearing lately. You know, Pat Metheny has his Orchestrion, where he has all sorts of robotic instruments that he can play off of his guitar. But then on the other hand, it feels ancient because it feels a little also like, you know, playing water glasses, where your fingers are around the rim of a water glass.
I think you're right about that kind of span, or thinking of it in this historical span, rather than being something that is simply belongs to the past or belongs to today. We don't think of it as being defined by being new or old. It's both.
Primarily new, because we just built it.
Yes, it is a new thing, yeah.
Well, that's what we hear, you know, that it's the rage now, because Trent Reznor, who, by the way, found it on Facebook, plays it in this Academy Award-nominated film, We understand the Swarmatron, we want to hear more of it, costs over $3,000. I mean, are a lot of people willing to step forward to pay that kind of money?
We're finding there's a growing number of people who are.
Yeah, and of course, right now we're still, you know, we're making them. They're handcrafted things, so they're all made from scratch. And sometimes we've looked ahead and thought, well, you know, what would it be like to try to mass produce a thing like this?
Yeah,
I think it's possible that there are more affordable instruments coming from us in the future where we do stick our toe into the world of mass production and see what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
But for now, we're still handcrafting them from scratch. One at a time.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness, because they just have a wonderfulness to them. Can we hear some more of the Swarmatron?
Yeah, sure. What would you like to hear?
Well?
Oh, I'll just play something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The fire siren from my hometown on Long Island. I'm hearing Scary Movie there. As a musician, do you feel like you're making music?
Well, yeah. I certainly feel like I'm making music or accompanying other music when I'm accompanying other music with a Swarmatron.
Yeah. I want to hear a little more of how it's used in the soundtrack of Social Network. This is Painted Sun in Abstract. What was that like to hear, you know, this thing that you invented in your living room up on the big screen?
Well, I have to say it's been wonderful hearing what other people do with our instruments, because so far, for most of the last 9 years, we've been building them for ourselves. And I remember thinking while I was watching the Social Network, it's like, I didn't know you could get away with that with a Swarmatron and a soundtrack. But it was wonderful to hear him use it so well and make it work so well. You know, one thing also I just wanted to mention is that we've also been starting to score movies ourselves as well. And there's this wonderful movie called 110%, which is about the 2010 women's ski jumping team and how they did not make it into the Olympics. And we did a score for that very recently and certainly had a lot of fun doing that.
We actually have some of that. Let's listen. That's a little of the sound of the women's ski jump movie 110%, which was scored by Leon and Brian DeWan, the co-inventors of the Swarmatron, which was also used in the soundtrack to The Social Network. For more on the Swarmatron, go to herenow.org. Leon, Brian, thank you so much.
Oh, a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
Maybe there's a little something you can play for us to go out on, as they say?
Yeah.
Sure. What do you think I should do?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you start with something high and then end up low?
Okay.